it. Yeah, you just give up at some point. Just, no, let's tell the truth. Yeah. Amen. That is the truth, which is that as you're fasting and you're struggling and working and not concentrating on both the fast or the job, you get it. At a point, you just give one up. And yeah, because the fasting is the easier one to give up. You can't easily give up the job. Is it not true? Yeah, hallelujah. But so that is the whole point about fasting properly. Do you understand? Because the essence of fasting is to be able to spend time with the Lord. Do you get it? It is not, the purpose of fasting is not to be able to see how long you can go without food. Do you get a difference? In one case, you are just starving from morning maybe to evening, you know, and you get irritable, you get angry quickly, you know. Everything looks irritating to you, you know. And you just spend the whole day waiting for 6 o'clock, isn't it? Yeah, and right around 5 o'clock, you start gathering your food. What you missed during breakfast and what you missed during lunchtime. That's how I used to fast when I was a student. You know, we would go to the dining hall and bring the breakfast and hide it. You know, we weren't even supposed to bring food out of the dining hall, but we did somehow. And then lunchtime, you have someone bring your lunch. And then just before dinner at 6 o'clock, you break the fast with breakfast and lunch together. And then you go to the dining hall and finish off with the dinner. I tell you, nothing lost. Hallelujah. But that's not how the Bible wants us to fast. And that's not the idea behind a fast. Hallelujah. So when you look in Isaiah chapter 1, from verse 11, Isaiah chapter 1, and from verse 11, you begin to see that the Lord is asking, who has sent you to starve? You get it? To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? I am full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts, and I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of the he-goats. Do you get it? Now, these people were making sacrifices to the Lord. Give me the next verse, verse 12 and verse 13. When you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand to tread my courts? Verse 13. Bring no more vain oblations. Incense is an abomination unto me. The new moons and Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies. Can you see that? The new moons and the Sabbaths, the calling of assemblies, you know, it's like we're declaring a 21-day fast. You know, at the beginning of the year, there's a new year or a new moon or a new month, you know, and the calling of assemblies, I cannot away with. It is iniquity, even the solemn meeting. Do you get it? So you can have a meeting that you think God is there, but God is really just bored with you. Do you understand? And he does not like what you are doing. He says, who has asked you to do all these things? Are you getting the picture? Now look at the first one again, verse 11. Verse 11 says, to what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, saith the Lord? And then verse 12, it says, when you come to appear before me, who has required this at your hand? Hallelujah. Amen. So when you are fasting the wrong way, you just place yourself into a difficult and unnecessarily difficult situation. You see, which is what we have been doing for many years. An unnecessarily difficult situation. And the Lord says, who has asked you to do all these things? You see, because the real thing that the Lord wants is not any of these things. Like he said in verse 11, he said, you are bringing me the blood of bulls. You know, I'm full of the burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fed beasts. And I delight not in the blood of bullocks or of lambs or of he-goats. He said, it's not like I want any of these things. Do you understand? But the thing about any kind of tradition is that tradition very quickly takes over the purpose. Do you understand? The practice very quickly takes over the purpose of the practice, such that over a period of time, you lose the purpose and hold on to the practice. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So even when the practice or the purpose even changes, you see the practice just continues. Do you get it? It begins with a purpose, and then you attach the purpose sort of prescribes a practice. Do you see? And then the two start to move together. Then at a point, the practice overtakes the purpose. Do you get it? So even when the purpose has changed, or even when it's no longer necessary, or something like that, you see that the practice is still continuing. Then it becomes a tradition. Hallelujah. Amen. And so the Lord is saying that, look, I'm full of burnt offerings, the fat of beasts, and all these things. He says, who has asked you for all these things? Do you get it? Because what God is really looking for is not the blood of an animal per se. Do you get it? Or, as in the case with fasting, is not the somebody who has been starving and who is hungry and struggling. That's not what the Lord is looking for. Do you get it? What the Lord is looking for is the time that we spend with Him. Do you see? In other words, there is no point in fasting or spending time or claiming to fast and not spending any time with God. There's no point in abstaining from food if you are not going to do it for the purpose of spending time with God, or even make the time, do you see, to be with God, or make the sacrifice that it requires to be with the Lord. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So you end up just spending time, you know, struggling and just starving all day and becoming irritable and just walking around, not paying attention to the Lord and not paying attention to your work either, you know, and then thinking that because you have done that, God should hear you. Are you getting it? God should hear you. And you begin to wonder, why is the fasting not working? You see, and the Lord is sitting there asking, who has asked you to do this, first of all? Do you get it? Because what the Lord wants from His people is the time. That's what God wants. God wants you to minister to Him. God wants you to spend time with Him. God wants you to be in His presence. God wants you to pray. That is why we stay away from food for a season or a period where you can actually spend the time with the Lord. The purpose is for the spending of the time before the Lord. The purpose is not to abstain from food from this time to this time. Are you getting the picture? Do you think you understand what I'm sharing with you? So Isaiah chapter 58. Look at Isaiah chapter 58. And you see, if we start reading from verse 1. Isaiah chapter 58 from verse 1. Says, cry aloud, spare not. Lift up thy voice like a trumpet. And show my people their transgression. And the house of Jacob their sins. Do you get it? Yet they seek me daily, verse 2. They seek me daily, verse 2, not 3, 2. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to God. Verse 3. They, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul? Do you get it? Because this is the accurate description of the feeling you have when you're fasting. Affliction of the soul. Isn't it? Your mind, your emotions, your feelings, Everything is crying for attention. Isn't that how we feel? Yeah. You see, and the people said, wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Do you see? Then the Lord says, behold, in the day of your fast, ye find pleasure and exact all your labors. Do you understand? You say you are fasting. You say you are setting time aside to minister to me and to wait on me. You are rather walking around somewhere. You are going to work and working normally. Do you see what I'm saying? You are not spending any time with me at all. It's not about me. It's just about food that you have separated yourself from. But really, you are exacting all your labors. You are finding pleasure in other things. And then what else? The next verse, verse 4. You know, is it such a fast that I have chosen? Do you see? Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head like a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day unto the Lord? Hallelujah. And verse 6. Is not this the fast I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that ye break every yoke? Hallelujah. So you can see that you can fast in a way that does not please the Lord at all. Amen. God is not interested in you abstaining from food per se. God is interested in the time that you spend with Him. Hallelujah. All the blessings that God promised are blessings that answer to prayer, not to the fasting. Do you understand? All the promises that it says, whatever ye desire when ye pray, isn't it? It says, whatsoever ye desire when ye pray. You know, Luke chapter 18 verse 1, and he spake this parable to this effect that men ought always to pray and not to faint. The Bible says, pray without ceasing, isn't it? Yeah, Jesus taught his disciples to pray. When you pray, say, Our Father, which art in heaven. Everything is linked to prayer, do you understand? Rather than to the fact that you afflicted your soul. Hallelujah. So you see that the Lord is, what he's saying here is that in the day of your fast, you are rather doing something else. You are exacting all your labors and just working and doing something else. You see, and then when the thing is finished, you are saying that you fasted and we didn't take notice, or I didn't take notice of it. I mean, this is not the kind of fast I have chosen. And who has asked you to do all these kinds of things? Amen. Because God is not pleased per se with your pain. That's not what he's looking for. It's not like God gets a high from your pain. Do you see? When you look like you are really starving and you are in pain and you are shaking and trembling and you can't concentrate. Do you understand? Then that seems to move God to do something he otherwise wouldn't have done. That's not the case at all. Hallelujah. It's a total misunderstanding of God and who he is. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you getting the picture?
Yes.
So it is important that we fast the right way. That if you are fasting, you need to be able to spend time with God. The time that you spend with the Lord is the fast. Do you get it?
Yeah.
The time with the Lord is the fast. You see? And not the abstaining from food by itself. So if you go from morning to evening all day, do you see? And yeah, from 6 to 6, do you see? Without food. Not having spoken a word to God. And then after that, from 5:30, 5:45, you start to assemble the things together, start to make hot chocolate and make it very thick. Do you understand? More like a chocolate pudding than anything else. You see, and start to get ready. And then at 6 o'clock on the dot, you make the sign of the cross. And dive into the food. Then the Lord is looking at you and say, look at this person. Look at this person. Who has asked you to do this? Do you understand? Who has asked you to make this kind of a sacrifice? Hallelujah. See, look at another one in Mark chapter 12. plus Mark chapter 12. Have you found Mark chapter 12? Mark chapter 12, from verse 28. Let's read from verse 28 of Mark chapter 12. It says here, "And one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, 'Which is the first commandment of all?'" What is the first commandment of all? Of all the things God expects from his people. Of all the things. Which one is number one? Which one is the first one? Do you see? And then verse 29. Jesus answered him, "The first of all the commandments." Say the first of all the commandments. Say the first of all. And the first of all the commandments. Yeah. The first of all the things God expects of you is this: "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord." Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 30 says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Can you see that? Yeah. "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Amen. Amen. Do you see that the most important thing that the Lord wants from you is that you will love him? Do you understand? And one of the expressions, basic expressions of love, is spending time with people. As soon as you start falling in love with somebody, the sign, even the way, the what makes us suspect that there's something is the time. Is it not true? Is it not true? Yeah. What makes you start to suspect that these two people, maybe one or two may be going on between these two people? Do you get it? If somebody would say, "Oh, these two people, maybe there must be something going on between the two people," the next question you'll be asked is, "How do you know that?" What answer are you likely to give? Why won't you say that, "I saw her walking around, her face was frowned because she hadn't eaten all day"? It's not a symptom of love. Yeah. You are likely to be saying, "Hey, because I see them together a lot. The other day I saw them at the mall in the morning. And then in the evening when I was coming back, I saw them again." You know, and then he called me. And when he called me, I was speaking to him. I could hear her in the background. You see, which means that from the morning when I met them, you know, up to the evening, they have still been together. That is the proof of my suspicion. Do you understand? It's the basis for my suspicion that no, these two people, there must be something. Are you getting what I'm saying? So the number one symptom or sign that someone is in love or is loving somebody is the time. So here, if time itself, spending time with someone, is proof of love, then how much time would the person spend, or what do you expect to see if they are doing it with all their heart, with all their mind, with all their strength? What would you expect? Would you imagine that they would be going all day, not even talking to him, not spending any time with him, and suppose that because they have abstained from food, you get it, then that must be acceptable to him? Can you imagine that? Then what happens? What about the days when you don't feel like eating because you've lost appetite, because you are running a fever? What about that one too? Are you getting it? So the number one commandment is to love the Lord thy God. To love God is the number one commandment. That means what God would rather that you do is to spend the time with him. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the number one thing he wants. That's number one. See, that's what God wants. Hallelujah. Now read on verse 31. Verse 31. "And the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." There is no other commandment greater than these. Then the next one, verse 32. And the scribe said to him, well, master, thou hast said the truth. For there is one God, and there is none other but he. Okay? Verse 33. And to love him with all the heart, and with all the understanding, and with all the soul, and with all the strength, and to love his neighbor as himself, is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. Can you see that? So to love God with all your mind, your soul, and with all your strength, etc., is more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices, and sacrificing your food, etc. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So it means that if you do not love, but you are rather sacrificing your food, then God is just looking at you and asking, who has asked you for this? Are you getting the picture? Who has asked you for this? You are just following a tradition. Do you understand? Who said it is written somewhere? Where is it written that you have to fast for 21 days before the year will work out for you? Are you getting the picture?
Yeah.
And if it is that that is going to work, then why don't you extend it to 40 days? Because that's the more common fast that we see in the Bible. At least that's what Jesus did. Isn't it? Did you see Jesus fasting for 21 days? How many days did Jesus fast? If you are following him, why don't you do 40? And do 40 days and 40 nights. Then we know that, yeah, a true follower of Christ has come around. Are you getting the picture?
Yeah.
Do you see? So, he says to love the Lord with the soul. To love the Lord, that is to focus on him. The soul is the mind, the will, the intellect, the emotions, you know, ministering to the Lord, singing to him, singing him, him ministering back to you, you know, through his word, you know. It says that loving God with your understanding and with your heart and with your strength, do you see? And this is what the Lord wants. It says that one is more than all whole burnt offerings and sacrifices. You see, when you read the Isaiah scripture, you see one of the things he was against is how people treat their neighbors on the day they are fasting. Do you understand? Yeah, that's why it says that even to love your neighbor as yourself on that day at least. Do you get it? Yeah, to love your neighbor as yourself is more than any whole offering or any burnt offering or any type of sacrifice, your lunch or your breakfast, you know. And some of us, our sacrifice is not great anyway. Because the lunch is not very good anyway. You get it? And the breakfast is not very good either. You see? So you said you are sacrificing, what is it? A cup of tea. You see? A small cup like that of tea. Do you see? And a small sandwich. And you expect the Lord to trade it for time with him. How is that possible? Are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? So God doesn't like that. So when you read the next verse, verse 34. And when Jesus saw that he answered discreetly, do you understand? When Jesus saw that the man had spoken intelligently and prudently, do you understand? He said unto him, you are not far from the kingdom. Do you understand? If this is how you think, if this is how your mind works, then you are not far. That means you are near. Are you getting it? You are not far from the kingdom. And no man after that durst ask him any question. Hallelujah. So God is more interested in us being close to him. Do you understand? And to love him with all your might and love him with all your strength is what brings you close to him. And not necessarily abstaining from food the whole day. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. So God wants us to spend time with him. Now look at chapter 7 of the same book, Mark chapter 7. And let's start reading from maybe verse 2 or 3. Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. And start reading from verse 2 or verse 3. It says, and when Jesus saw some of his... It says, okay, let's start from verse 1. Mark chapter 7 from verse 1. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. In verse 2. When they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, unwashing hands, they found fault. Do you get it? Then, for the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands often, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Do you see? Now, this is what I was saying earlier. There is a purpose, and then there is a practice that will help to achieve the purpose. Now, when that practice has continued for a time, it becomes a tradition. Do you get it? But now you see that there comes a time when even the purpose has changed or is no longer necessary, but the practice continues, which is the tradition. And people don't want to give it up, and people don't want to change it because that's what they know. Do you see? So he says that the Pharisees and the Jews, except they wash their hands often, they eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. Now verse 4. So when they saw Jesus eating, when they came from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold. Do you understand? Many other things which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashing hands? Do you see? Now the next thing. And he answered and said unto them, well has Esaias prophesied of you, hypocrites, as it is written, this people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Do you understand? Remember, the number one commandment is that you will love him with all your heart, isn't it? But he said, these people, they honor me with the things they say. Wash your hands, do this, do that, but their heart is not with me. You see, howbeit, in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men as the washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. Hallelujah. Many other such like things ye do. And he said to them, full well ye reject the commandment of God, that you may keep your own tradition. For Moses said, honor thy father and mother, and whoso curseth mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his mother, it is korban, that is to say, a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. In other words, if somebody says to his mother, you are lucky if you get anything from me. Do you understand that? Then he says, that person shall be free. When Moses has said that, you know, when you curse your mother or father, let the person die. Do you get it? And go on to the next verse. And he said, no. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father or his mother. So you allow him not to do anything for his mother or his father. Do you see? Making the word of God of none effect through your tradition, which ye have delivered, and many such like things do ye. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, many things like that we do, where we put the real purpose and what God is really saying aside, and choose the tradition or the practice. Hallelujah. And that is what we are trying to change in this fast. Can I have an amen? Amen. So we want to change that and let the fast be as the Lord would have us fast. Amen. Amen. As the Lord has intended, what it really is, which is the most important thing, is the expression of love, which is in spending the time with the Lord. Can I have an amen? Amen. So for this fast, what we are going to do now is that we want to spend a minimum of 3 hours every day with the Lord. Amen? Amen. 3 hours every day with the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And after you've spent 3 hours with the Lord, the fast is over. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Or you don't believe it? Yeah. So whenever you have been able to spend up to 3 hours with the Lord, you see, and it's going to make you far more spiritual. Do you understand? You're going to get much more closer to God than walking all day from morning to evening, where you are angry with God, you are angry with your boss, you are angry with your colleagues at work, and you are angry with your church for declaring such a fast. And you are angry with your pastor, and angry with your husband, and angry with your children, and just angry with everybody, even the guy who cuts you off in traffic. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So we want to spend the time, you know, in 1 3-hour block. You find 3 hours in your day. Do you get it? And spend that time with the Lord. Pray. Amen. Amen. Pray for 3 hours. Now, how are you going to pray for 3 hours? Will you be talking to God for 3 hours? Well, I don't know how you can call something a relationship when you meet with somebody and then you alone, you talk for 3 hours nonstop. Only you. Do you get? Is that how to relate with people? Yeah, that's not how to relate with people. We don't relate with God by talking, one-sided talking, alone for 3 hours. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you also allow God to speak to you and God to minister to you. And you minister back to him. You get it? You worship, you sing, you pray. Do you get it? You read his word. You get it? So that he can. And that's also a good time to read the book that we are studying. That is why we have a book. Because the book is about the word. Do you understand? The book is about the word. As you are reading the book is like a teaching. The book is like a preaching. It's like a message from God. Based on his word. In fact, even the title of the book is a verse. Is it not the case? Yeah. So as you are spending time in the book, you are going to find that God is going to minister to you. God is going to talk to you as you also talk to God. You understand? And when you are having a conversation with someone, often the conversation carries on based on what each other says. You see, if I'm talking with you, what I say next often is determined by what you just said. Yeah. Is it not the case? Yeah, that is why when if I'm having a conversation with you and you don't say anything, it will tend to end. Yes. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. So when you are having a conversation with God and you are praying and reading his word, what you say and what he says back gives you an idea of what next to say to him. Do you get it? So if you were reading the book, for example, he that hath, and what are the things he that hath does. Do you understand? And the other day we were sharing, one of the things he that hath does is to be diligent. Yes. Isn't it? He's diligent. He's a, and then on Sunday, the video we watched, he that hath has an eye for small things. Yes. Is it not true? Yes. He respects small things. Do you get it? Then that's what the Lord is saying to you. He that hath has an eye for small things. Then he makes you then start to think about what to say next to him. Which is that you also begin to ask, what are the small things in my life? What are the small things the Lord has given me? Do you understand? So this is all, you are just with the Lord. What are the small things that I'm this ignoring? Do you see? What are the small things? And you'll be surprised that the Lord will minister to you about small things, including little amounts of money that you are throwing away and you don't realize it. Little blessings that he has given you that you are despising, or little leakages in your life, you see, or even relationships and people he has placed in your life who are supposed to be very important to you, but which you are taking for granted. Do you understand? And which relationship you are not benefiting from because of the way you are handling it. You are not investing into it. You are not following up on it. That I placed this person in your life and you are just ignoring the person, or you are just not taking that person seriously as you ought.
You see, and all of these things just come from being in one place, being with the Lord ministering to you. As you are reading the book, what you are learning from the verses, as the verses are explained in the book, it's like a preacher standing in front of you and preaching the word of God. That's how it is. And you see the verses and the scriptures right there. Are you getting what I'm saying? And as for the scriptures, understanding them is important. And having someone to explain the scriptures to you is also very important. See, Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. Look at it. Acts chapter 8 and verse 26. You know, someone asked another person, do you understand what you're reading? You see, bring it up very quickly, Joel. All right. Now, go further to the next verse. Verse 28. No, maybe, okay. He was returning and sitting in his chariot, and he was reading Isaiah the prophet. Can you see that? He's reading Isaiah the prophet. And then verse 29 says that, verse 29, then the Spirit said to Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran thither to him, and heard him read the prophet Isaiah, and said, understandest thou what thou readest? Are you getting it? And he said, how can I, except some man should guide me? Do you get it? Now, this is what I want to show you, that some man has to guide you in the reading of the scriptures. Amen. You get more blessed by the scriptures when you have somebody guiding you. Somebody helping you to understand the things you are reading. That is why the book is important. Because when you have the book, it's like having the preacher in your room. Do you understand? And as the preacher is writing, what he is doing is he's talking to you about the verse. Just like this man was reading the prophet Isaiah, but he didn't get it. He didn't understand it. And so he asked him, do you understand what you're reading? And he said, how can I understand it except some man should guide me? So it's good to have a guide in the scriptures. It's good to have somebody who guides you to understand the Bible and understand the scriptures. Hallelujah. And that is what the book does for you. So the book is a book. It's written based on the scriptures. The scriptures are in there. The Bible verses are right in there. And as you are meditating on the verses and the book and the subject and so on, you have the right combination for the Lord to speak to you. Can I have an amen? Amen. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So that is how to fast. And that is what we are going to do. Amen. The Lord has no interest in you starving all day. That's not what the Lord wants. Are you getting the picture? That's not what the Lord is looking for. The Lord rather wants you to spend time with Him. God wants you to spend valuable time, precious time. He wants you to spend a long time in His presence. Hallelujah. Amen. And the purpose is what we want to do. Amen. And so when you fast, or when you spend the 3 hours with the Lord, you can break your fast because the purpose would have been achieved. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. It may not look like a long time, but the purpose, you must stay with the purpose. The purpose would have been achieved. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. Once you have the purpose, it's like I was giving the example of, you see, the soldier's food. Have you seen military food before? The food that soldiers eat. What is it like? The one they take to the war field, what is it like? Sometimes a little food in a canister, right? Yeah, but it's not like a whole big plate of food like you'll be eating in the house, isn't it? Yeah, it's often something very small. Yeah, and what they have done is they've done the research and brought the concentration of nutrients and the things that you need to eat to give you the strength. Do you understand? So that even if it's just a bite or two you can actually eat, it will give you what you would have eaten if you were home and taking your time to eat a whole plate full of spaghetti or anything like that. Are you getting the picture? Yeah, because they have brought the whole thing and worked the whole thing down to the purpose. Now, what is the purpose? We need these guys. It's not a time to be enjoying, isn't it? It's not a time they're on the field. It's not a time to be enjoying. They just need food to eat to be strong. So what can they eat quickly that will make them strong? Then say, it's this and that and that. So we put it together and then we engineer it nicely so it can last. Over there in that military place, there's no time. You can't go and cook. It's not now that you're going to make food, make your fire, and start to pour oil and start to fry. And there's no time. The enemy will come and bomb you before you know it. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So the food is prepared such that in 2 minutes, you finish your meal. You get it? You open this and open this, toss this with this, and then just put it in your mouth, and it's finished. And the purpose has been achieved. Do you understand? Because the aim is not to spread you with food. The aim is to keep you strong and keep you going. And so we give you the minimum that needs to keep you going, and then that's what it is. So that's the same strategy we are applying here. That we want to focus on the real thing. Do you understand? And the real thing is not that you went all day without food. That's not the real thing. The real thing is that you spent time with the Lord. Amen. So whenever you get to spend that time with the Lord, whether it's in the morning or in the evening, then you can declare your fast over. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yeah. So it means if you can wake up early and pray from 4 to 7 or 5 to 7, 5 to 8 or 3 to 6 or whatever it is. If you can do that and you spend the time with the Lord, hey, you're free to be happy chewing your banana without guilt. Are you getting what I'm saying? How many can understand? Is it good news? Huh? Are we being liberated? Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, because otherwise, what are the essential features of loving the Lord? The main thing, loving somebody, talking to him, relating with him, that is the main thing we want to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So, I believe all of us can do that. Do you think all of us can spend time with the Lord? All of us can do that. All of us can make a sacrifice. And that's where your sacrifice should be. You see, not the starvation, but that maybe you sleep less. Are you getting the picture? That maybe you sleep less. That's where your sacrifice should be. That whereas before you would be sleeping all night till the morning, this time you are trying to wake up early and reduce your sleep so you can spend some more time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And then rather eat. Do you understand? Yeah. Rather eat some food during the day and cheer up. Are you getting the picture? Yeah. You see, Jesus said that when you are fasting, don't make yourself look miserable. He said, put oil on your face. Do you understand? He said, who has asked you for all these complex, difficult religious practices? Can I have an amen? Amen. Right. So we are trying to do that, and we want to pray a total over 21 days. So the theme is 70 hours are determined. Amen. 70 hours are determined. Hallelujah. 70 hours are determined. That's what we want to do. And we have lost 2 days already. So probably we take 2 days off. That's 6 hours off that. Isn't it? Today and yesterday would be 6 hours off of that. So we are left with how many? About 64 or 63, whatever the count is. But we want to pray or spend that much time with the Lord over the next 21 days. How is that? Well, we lost 2 days, so 19 days left, isn't it? We want to spend that time with the Lord in blocks of 3 hours a day. Hallelujah. 3 hours a day. And you do it and see. You will see that by the end of the period, you will see that your whole life has changed. Amen. Your whole life has changed. You have become more spiritual. You'll be closer to the Lord. You'll be more mature in the things of God. You will see that you will like your new self. Amen. Instead of having lost weight. Do you get it? Instead of having lost weight. Hallelujah. And you should not be looking forward to losing weight with the fasting. That should not be your aim. Isn't it?
Yeah, otherwise the Lord will trick you. You get it the other way around. See, some people put on weight when they fast. Hallelujah. In fact, someone was sharing with me that if you eat during the day, it is like putting money in your pocket. And when you eat at night, like you don't eat all day and you eat a lot at night, it's like putting money in the bank. See, now when you put money in your pocket, what happens? You spend it. It gets used up, isn't it? The money we don't use is the money we put in the bank. Are you getting it?
Yeah.
So when you rather decide that you're going to take advantage of the fast to lose weight, it's like you're going to put a lot of money in the bank. You see, and by the time you finish, you realize that you rather become richer. Hallelujah. Are you getting what I'm saying? So I really want to encourage you all to participate in this exercise. It is a spiritual exercise. And I think if you do it, you will enjoy it. Amen. You will look less miserable. Amen. You will look less miserable. You will look more pleasant in the face. Because you have spent time with the Lord. And you have not hung a big burden around your neck, waiting all day for 6 o'clock, asking people, you know, what time is it? You get it? And then you look at your time, check on your phone or something, and it's 3 o'clock, and you're just, this whole time is only 3 o'clock? And you start to say that time is not moving at all. You get it? Meanwhile, the time has been moving at the same pace. It's just that you are hungry, and that's the problem. Can I have an amen? So I want to invite all of you. We want to encourage the early morning prayers. Do you understand? The early morning prayers will be very, very helpful. Amen? So from 4 o'clock, we'll be open to pray. Amen? And pray. And when you're praying, one of the things to make prayer easy is to be listening to a message also. You get it? Play music and then play preaching. Do you understand? If you ask, what preaching can I play? Not a problem at all. You can go to healingjesus.tv. Bishop will be preaching there. You can watch it, you know. Or you can go to daghewardmills.org and go to the media tab, which will be on the right. And then you click on latest message or most recent camp or archives. There's so many messages available. Do you understand? You don't even have to own the messages anymore. You just have to click, 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 and it's working. Everybody has internet, isn't it? Is there anyone who doesn't have internet? Gloria, do you have internet in your new house? You have internet? Yeah. Akwesi, do you have internet in your house too? Okay. Mike, what about you? Do you have internet? You do. Akwesi, do you have internet? Powerful. What about you? You have internet? Good. So all of you have internet. All you have to do is to log on. Let me see if I can. Can somebody, Pastor Manele, can you log on to Healing Jesus TV and show us? Okay. All you have to do is to log on to the net, and then you will see Bishop preaching. You see? And you will be blessed. That is how to pray. Because it's very difficult to be in a room all by yourself and just praying and talking for 3 hours. What are you going to say? You get it? Okay. I'm going to show you in just a second what we're talking about. Look at Dag Heward Mills. You see. So, I'm on daghewardmills.org right now. And I'm playing a message on prayer. You see, yeah, you get the TV too, but I'm just showing this one here. You see. You see. Okay, so this one here, is what you get. This is Healing Jesus TV. Right now they are showing a crusade
They are showing one of the crusades they had somewhere in Ghana. Right. So you can have this. You understand? On your mobile phone or your tablet device, whatever you have, you can have something like this playing in the background while you are praying. Do you get it? Then okay, now can you take us to, so can you see, this is healingjesus.tv, okay, healingjesus.tv, that's this one, right, now take us to the other one, take us to Jack O'Neill's, or you could just do that, click on the top, where did it go, okay, now you see, you come here to media, okay, can you shift this a bit to the left? Okay, good. So you click on media like that. Then you have listen now, which is latest message, recent camp, recent conference, then 2012 podcast, and then 2011 archives. Okay, all of these have messages. So go over here, latest message. This would be the most recent message that Bishop preached, and that would be last Sunday, 3 days ago, in, can you take it up? Yeah, there you go. This one, how to talk to a great person. How to talk to a great person. So this is the message from the First Love Church. Then the mystery of prayer, part three. And then how to be puffed up. Then how to be puffed up. This is the second service. This is the third service. Called Encounter Service. This is Impact Service, and this is Inspiration Service. Okay, so all of these are available. Each of these messages is okay. Click on this. Let me show you. Okay, where is it? Yeah, click on that. Help pack, whatever that means. Okay, go to proceed anyway, Joel. To the left. But, well, I just wanted to say that each of those messages is about 45 minutes long. Do you see? So by the time you listen to all those messages, your 3 hours is up. You won't even know where it went. You get it? Yeah.
Whose name begins with?
I don't think it's showing up right here. Is it the time showing on there? It's not.
But I'm not going to tell you that
okay.
The letter.
But well, on my thing, it shows the time. Like when I click on this, it shows me right there that it's this message, for example, the whole message is 1 hour and 16 minutes long. Do you see? So if you start listening to this,
it ends
and
with
by the time
eight.
You finish listening to one, you want to listen to another anyway. Okay? And you
it's
notice that the time will just fly as you are in the message praying and enjoying the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Any questions? Any questions? Do you have any questions? Would you like to ask a question? Michael, do you have a question? No question. Okay. So is the fast a little easier now? Or is it still difficult? It's a lot easier now, isn't it? Yeah. So I think we should flow with it. Amen? Right. So, starting tomorrow, we'll be praying early in the morning. Hallelujah. Early in the morning. Just call in to the prayer line, and the line will be on there. If you come and you don't hear anybody, don't worry. You just stay on it. Amen? Yeah, just stay on it. And we are all together, some one way or the other, and then we'll just be flowing until the morning. Amen? And God is going to bless our time together. And you'll see we'll have answers to the prayers. And I want to encourage you to go listen to that message, the one we just clicked on, the how to talk to a great person. You'll see what a blessing is going to teach you how to pray and how to relate with God. The great person there is God. Amen. So that's how to do it. Hallelujah. All right. If you don't have a question, then I'll ask you to stand to your feet and let's
bring the service to a close. Amen. Father, we are grateful to you for tonight. We thank you for the opportunity to understand what we are doing in Christ, what we are doing this exercise. We pray, Lord, that by the time this exercise is over, we will all be closer to you. We would have drawn closer to you. We would understand you more. We would love you more with all our might, with all our understanding, with all our strength. In the name of Jesus, we pray for strength to continue, for wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing and for liberating us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, let's receive our offering for tonight. Take out a good offering for the Lord and the Lord's work. Bless the Lord's work tonight before we go home. Yeah, so take out an offering.